When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. We called him Gramps. My mom's dad was a permanent resident in our home from the time I was 6 years old. That's when he moved in with us after Grandma's passing. This tall, lean, retired sod layer and farmer lived out his days under the loving care of my precious mom and dad. And my brother, sister, and I had the pleasure daily of his funny, humble, and gentle ways for almost two decades. We thought Gramps hung the moon. He probably snookered us into thinking that when we were small, and we gladly bought it, hook, line, and sinker. Oh, how we love that man. How much greater our admiration when we learned he shared a birthday with a legend. Floyd Henry Morris, my grandpa, was born on February 11th. Although the federal holiday that closed the post office today is to honor all past United States presidents, its original date of celebration was established for February 22nd, George Washington's birthday. Now just hold your cherry pie eating 1 second. George wasn't born on February 22nd. He was born February 11th, 1731. So why do our modern calendars claim the 22nd? Well, the shift in our first president's birthday was not unique to him. During Washington's lifetime, people in Great Britain and America switched from the Julian to the Gregorian calendar. Most of Europe was already flipping pages with the new version as early as 1582. As a result of this calendar reform, everyone born before 1752 was instructed to add 11 days to their birth dates. Those born between January 1 and March 25, as was Washington, had to add 1 year to be in sync with the new calendar. So by the time Washington became president in 1789, he celebrated his birthday on February 22nd and claimed 1732 as the year of his birth. Old George got younger. And so it was with my grandpa. Well, sort of. It was I who got older, while Grandpa seemed to remain youthful. His antics and his easygoing manner essentially rendered him ageless. He joked with my brother in witty orneriness. He fished with bothersome kids, practicing great patience. He let us crawl all over him and confide in him. And he never tattled to Mom when we did something wrong, most likely because he was often our partner in crime. Now, when I think of great leaders of our past, I certainly remember those who selflessly and nobly served our nation in its highest office. And I also remember a humble, kind, funny man who loomed larger than life for my entire childhood. His birthday may not be denoted on the public's calendar, but his memory is forever imprinted on my heart. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.